sack.
New Jerseyans are, as a whole, moving out. That's not the case in New York or Connecticut, but in New Jersey it is. The rate of people leaving compared to people coming is the highest in the nation, according to tracking data from United Van Lines. Melissa Sullivan, you are the communications manager there, and wow, New Jersey is number one. Rah, rah.
That's correct. We saw more people leaving New Jersey than coming in. In fact, 62.5% of the moves that we did in New Jersey were people moving out of New Jersey, and that's the first time that the state has been on the top of the list. They bumped out Michigan, who has held that post since 2006.
Yeah, it's some pretty dubious company. You think about Detroit and all the people fleeing that high unemployment rate out of Michigan. Now New Jersey's in the same company. I know you don't research why this is happening, but I will tell you this. Governor Christie's spokesman says it confirms what they already know, and that is that New Jerseyans are leaving and taking their wealth and their talent with them, and that Christie is working to change that. What about Connecticut and New York?
Connecticut and New York were two states that we saw that we classify in our balance category, which means we saw about the same amount of people moving into the state as we're moving out of the state. So not much of a change for those two states.
And where are we moving to?
More people are moving to Washington, D.C. than any other state.
Really?
That's correct.
Maybe there's something to that big government argument, huh?
Who knows? But we did see about 64% of all the shipments that we did in Washington, D.C. were people moving into the area.
So these are the numbers from 2010. Can you see any overall trends or anything that flew against the trend last year?
The biggest trends that we saw were people continuing to leave the Great Lakes region. Breaking a trend previously is fewer people are flocking to the west, particularly Nevada. Nevada was on the high inbound traffic list for 24 consecutive years. This year, they're classified as a balanced state.
That's certainly an economic indicator. And Melissa, thank you very much. Appreciate the data.
Thank you.
Melissa Sullivan from United Van Lines.